From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is on Capitol Hill today trying to generate more support for the Republican health care reform bill ahead of a vote in the House of Representatives. Trump was in Kentucky Monday rallying supporters behind the effort to replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare.
We have a bill that's going to be negotiated. You know, it doesn't happen. You put it in and they go back. And I think at the end we're going to have a fantastic bill. And the alternative is Obamacare. And Obamacare is killing Kentucky. I was in Tennessee. They've already lost half of it. So half of it is now dead. The insurance companies left. You're going to lose your insurance companies if you haven't already lost them. And it's been a disaster for Kentucky, as you know.
The Republican-led health care reform bill is expected to face more opposition when it reaches the Senate. At this hour, President Trump's Supreme Court nominee is facing a second day of questioning from a divided Senate on his confirmation.
Trump nominated Gorsuch to fill the seat once occupied by conservative Justice Antonin Scalia, who died early last year. Republicans blocked former President Barack Obama's pick for the same seat, a fact that Democratic Senator Dick Durbin told Gorsuch has not been forgotten.
Your nomination is part of a Republican strategy to capture our judicial branch of government. That is why the Senate Republicans kept this Supreme Court seat vacant for more than a year.
Republicans countered that Democrats would have done the same if roles were reversed, and that Democrats are objecting to Gorsuch solely on ideological grounds.
That was VOA's Michael Bowman reporting. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a car bombing Monday evening that killed at least 23 people and wounded dozens more in Baghdad. The Islamic State group has carried out similar bombings in Baghdad and other cities as their hold on Mosul weakens. The militant group has suffered a string of defeats over the past 2 years, losing more than 60% of the territory they once held in the country. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is looking into allegations of Russian efforts to influence last year's presidential election.
Because it is an open, ongoing investigation and is classified, I cannot say more about what we are doing and whose conduct we are examining. At the request of congressional leaders, we have taken the extraordinary step, in coordination with the Department of Justice, of briefing this Congress's leaders, including the leaders of this committee, in a classified setting, in detail about the investigation.
FBI Director James Comey also said he had no information that supports Mr. Trump's claims that former President Obama wiretapped his New York headquarters. He also said the FBI is investigating whether the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians to defeat Mr. Trump's rival, Hillary Clinton. The U.S. Transportation Security Agency issued an emergency order Tuesday banning passengers from carrying large electronic devices on planes flying directly to the United States from 10 Middle Eastern airports. The TSA said the ban is not in response to some specific threat. The directive will require passengers to store an electronic device larger than a cell phone and checked bag. Baggage, that is. The TSA said it chose not to include cell phones due to logistical reasons. The 27 remaining members of the European Union will hold a special summit next month to create a plan for negotiating with Britain about the country's exit. President Donald Tusk's announcement comes a day after Britain said it would trigger proceedings for its departure from the Union on March 29th. Theresa May is Britain's prime minister.
I've set out my objectives. Those include getting a good free trade deal. They include putting issues like our continuing working together on issues like security as at the core of what we're doing. We're going to be out there negotiating hard, delivering on what the British people voted for.
Once Britain triggers its departure from the EU next week, the two sides will have until March of 2019 to agree on terms of the separation and come up with a new trade deal. And ousted South Korean leader Park Geun-hye underwent questioning Tuesday in the corruption scandal that forced her from office earlier this month. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.